welcome to Basque Info, the Basque Conflict Report in Fela FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Ballaglia. Every week we bring you the latest news and reports from the Basque Conflict. Every week, by doing so, we break through the wall of silence imposed by the Spanish and French states on the Basque country. And as we do every week, we'll go first for the main news of the last 7 days. And these are the headlines of the week. Trial against Basque language newspaper Egunkaria begins. Thousands of people against repression and political trials. Strength of Basque culture and political commitment showed at the improvisers' final. And in the second half of the program, in our Basque Insight section, we'll be interviewing Dave Collins. He's a member of Ogra Hin Fein, and he was last week taking part in protests against the arrest of 36 Basque pro-independence youth activists. He'll be telling us what he saw, what he felt there from first hand. That's our Basque Insight section. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes. This is Basque Info.
Son los imprescindibles.
Fela FM 103.2.
Basque News, a summary of the last 7 days from the Basque struggle.
Fela FM 103.2.
Trial against a Basque language newspaper Egunkaria begins. On the 3rd of February 2003, the Spanish police ordered the definitive closure of Euskaldunon Egunkaria, the only daily newspaper published in the Basque language. This was followed by the arrest of 10 people. All of them were well-known and respected Basque language and cultural activists, journalists and writers. One of them is a Jesuit brother. All of them were members of the editorial team of Euskaldunon Egunkaria. They were held incommunicado for 5 days under the anti-terrorist law. Some of them were in prison and others later released. One of them, the newspaper's director, told journalists at the prison gates he had been savagely tortured. His words and his shattered appearance shocked Basque society. The operation was ordered by the Spanish National Court on the grounds that Egunkaria allegedly formed part of a wider group of businesses and organizations controlled by ETA, the all is ETA motto. Immediately after the closure, hundreds of protests took place across the Basque country, including what was probably the largest demonstration ever to take place in the country 2 days after the closure. Nearly 4 years later, on 15th of December 2006, the National Court prosecutor determined that there were no grounds for the case and requested a stay of proceedings. Despite this, 6 months later, a court hearing was officially announced. In the hearing, it was concluded that only 5 of those arrested would finally go to trial. Juan Mari Torrealday, the ex-president of the Administrative Council of Egunkaria, Iñaki Uria, ex-managing director, Chema Uthmendi, former Administrative Council Secretary, Marcelo Tamendi, ex-director, and Xavier Oleaga, former Deputy Director. The trial began yesterday, Tuesday 15th, in Madrid, with the accused facing sentences of between 12 and 14 years in prison, in addition to a further 14 to 15-year ban from practicing journalism. For the last months, many support events have been organized, and the presence of the leaders of the majority of Basque political parties and trade unions, and education, culture and language movements representatives at the gates of the Spanish National Court yesterday was proof of the broad support they have in Basque society. The hearing began with the testimonies of the accused, who stated the newspaper was created by the Basque language grassroots movement to fill the crucial vacuum of a newspaper written in the national language and without any intervention by ETA. They also told the court how they had been subjected to torture while detained incomunicado, but the judges ordered them not to talk about this. Aside from the accusations that form the basis of Tuesday's trial, there are further charges of attempting to falsify accounts and defraud the Treasury, of which 8 defendants stand accused. They could face up to between 13 and 26 years in prison and possible fines of between 21 and 33 million euro. The date for this trial is yet to be announced. And this trial will be going on for the next few weeks, so we'll be following all developments surrounding this case, and we'll be interviewing someone around this next week here in Basque Info. Thousands against repression and political trials. Following the same policies imposed by George W. Bush around the world with his preventive wars, from 2003 to 2005, 116 Basque pro-independence citizens were arrested and most of them tortured and imprisoned in the so-called preventive police operations. They were accused of being potential members of ETA. 2,500 people took part in a demonstration in Iruña, Pamplona last Saturday to show support for two local youths who are being judged along with another 11 people in one of the first trials for the preventive arrests. The march was organized with the slogan "Yes to the possible development of all political projects." Other banners carried slogans like "No to political trials" and "Stop torture." Another 2,500 people took part in a demonstration the same day in Donostia, San Sebastian, to show support for the many local youth who will stand trial over the next months for their political work within the youth movement. They are accused of being members of the banned pro-independence organization SEGI. Around 150 young people have been arrested for the same reason over the last 2 years across the Basque country. They face sentences of 8 years in jail. The first trial against SEGI activists took place in 2005, and 23 were sentenced to 6 years in jail. 10 of those youth activists were released last week after doing their 6 year sentences to the full. Others were released during 2009. 5 more were arrested while on the run and sentenced last month, and another one, Arturo Beñat Villanueva, is fighting an extradition warrant in Belfast. Despite the extradition being declared invalid by a Belfast judge, the prosecution appealed. Last Monday, a hearing was held at the High Court in Belfast, and a decision will be made in the next few weeks. Strength of Basque culture and political commitment showed at the Improvisers' Final. Last Sunday, 15,000 people filled the Barakaldo Exhibition Center near Bilbao for the 4-yearly Basque Language Improvisers' Final, and dozens of thousands followed the show on TV, radio and internet. The 7-hour-long event ended with victory for the 33-year-old Mayalen Lujambio, the first woman ever to win the championship. Bertsolaritza or the practice of improvised singing is hugely popular in the Basque Country, and it's a great example of the old Basque traditions that have survived for centuries despite repression. During this historical and highly emotional final, some subjects appeared repeatedly: solidarity with the Basque political prisoners, against torture, support for those indicted in the Dunkaria case, and calls for unity in favor of independence.
Basque Info, Bell FM 103.2, Belfastia, and near 90.3 FM, Ballyclea.
Tuned into the community. This is Phil FM 103.2.
Once some more.
The Jules Show with Julius E. Anaka on Phil FM 103.2, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Friday.
Phil FM 103.2.
Is your PC or laptop not performing as it should? Running slow or always crashing? Contact CDITNI on 0890 203942. We can help you get it up and running in no time. We perform operations such as program installations, virus removal, reinstalling Windows and all other laptop repairs. So to benefit from our fast turnaround collection, repair and delivery service, call us now on 0890 203942. CDITNI for a cheap and quick repair.
This is Phil FM.
This is the GAA Sport Report with results, reports and updates.
Zoning in on all the games ahead with exclusive interviews.
GAA Sport Report every Monday at 6 p.m. on Phil FM 103.2.
GAA Sport Report with Brandy, Alan and Nisha on Phil FM 103.2.
Here's the deal. Your new Sainsbury's in West Belfast is now open and looking great. And here's what we're thinking. If you're a food lover, there's a fab selection of counters. Our meat, bakery, fish and deli counters are an absolute must. Why not try something stylish and affordable from our fantastic range of two clothing for adults and kids? And when you're done, pop into our new cafe for a coffee, a cake and a good old gossip. Sainsbury's, the Kennedy Centre, West Belfast. Try something new today.
Fela FM, 103.2.
Basque Insight, first-hand perspectives from the Basque struggle.
Fail FM, 103.2.
Just before we go for the second half of the program, we are going to listen to a song from an album just recently released by Beta Garry, probably the main ska band in the Basque Country, hugely successful in the Basque Country, but as well very successful in the Catalan countries. And they just released an album like 2 weeks ago for the annual Basque book and album fair. And we are going to listen to one of those tracks. And the track is called Irratitik Deika. And we picked this one because the translation for this song, for the title, is calling from the radio station. And that's what we do here in Basque Info. So this is Beta Garry, and the song is, as I said, Irratitik Deika.
Bestiek behingo zalatzen dute gure miseria.
Tuen pentsamentua. Yo, Rudy Kanzler.
Fela FM. Oh. 103.2.
Basque Insight. First-hand perspectives from the Basque struggle.
Fela FM. Oh. 103.2.
Welcome back to Basque Info. We were listening there to Beta Garry, as we said, a hugely successful band in the Basque country and mainly among young people. And Beta Garry is always present at any Basque for Independence Youth Encounter Festival or whatever. And we already have on the line Dave Collins. He's a member of Ogra Hin Féin. Hello, Dave. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dave. Hello, and welcome to Basque Info. We were saying that Beta Garry is very, very, well, it's massive in the Basque country among young people, and that's the issue we wanted to discuss with you, the youth movement in the Basque country. Just about 3 weeks ago, 34 Basque pre-independence youth activists were arrested in what was the largest police operation in decades in the Basque country. That operation was aimed at crushing the strong youth movement, pre-independence youth movement in the Basque country. Some more other people had to go on the run. Some others handed themselves in the next few days to the Spanish National Court. There were lots of protests in the Basque country at local level, at the national level. There were different initiatives organized, and obviously from the international, there was international support as well, and indeed in Ireland. And Ogra Hin Féin was very active at it. We've been reporting about these different protests that have been held in Ireland up until now. If my memory is okay, I think there were protests in Dublin, Belfast, and Cork, organized by the Irish Basque Solidarity Committees, and with the support of Ogra Hin Féin. And then Ogra Hin Féin organized as well protests in Galway, Limerick, Lurgan, Dungannon, Oma, Strabane, and Derry, I think if I'm correct. And among those different initiatives of solidarity with the Basque country, it was a trip you did to the Basque country just very recently, 2 weeks ago. Could you tell us what was that trip about? What did you do in the Basque country? What was the reason for you to go down to the Basque country during those quite dramatic days?
Well, I suppose primarily the reason why I made the trip to the Basque country was to express, you know, our solidarity and our ongoing solidarity with the Basque youth movement, with Ogra Sinn Féin. We have a very long history of comradeship. So, I mean, in this, you know, during this time, it's extremely difficult for the Basque leftist independence movement, you know. So I suppose it was very important that we showed our support, and we were there at their time of absolute need.
So as you were saying, obviously, as we were saying, on one hand, you showed your solidarity here in Ireland, and then yourself, you went down to physically show your solidarity, and I think you took part in different events there.
Yes, we did. Yeah, I thought it was very, very important that we did make the trip. When I went down there, I was involved in numerous protests and press conferences and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you were as well, I think, you were in that press conference was a press conference organized by different organizations within the very broad and plural Basque youth movement, and there were some international supporters as well.
There was, yeah. There was people from all over the world had expressed solidarity. Not everyone could make it. I mean, but there was people there from youth movements in Finland and Norway and of course here in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But as well as that, there was international solidarity expressed from as far as South Africa and Palestine, and a whole host of other countries had sent on their best wishes to the youth movement in the Basque country.
Mm-hmm. As you said, many of them couldn't make it because that was organized just very, very quickly. And
it was very short notice.
Very, very short notice. And obviously the events, the dramatic events that were going on in the Basque country were going at an incredible high speed. And obviously the attack is not going to stop the youth movement there, but it's obviously a very important attack, and many important and very active activists have been put behind bars. What was the atmosphere you found there?
Well, I met a number of members of the Basque youth movement there, and to be honest, I mean, while it was for myself, it was very disheartening to see, you know, so many good activists that had been jailed simply for their political beliefs. But I mean, the people on the ground there are very still optimistic about the whole cause, obviously, but indeed about carrying on from where they are. It's not the first time, as you know, that you know, something like this has happened. Of course, not on this sort of scale there. So they from my perspective, I found that they were, you know, I found it shocking that they could still be so willing to carry on and you know to be just what's the word
brave enough, brave to still going on there. And obviously you were, as you said, you took part in a press conference. Everybody were showing their faces as they are, and that's the same sort of work that those who were arrested and put in jail have been developing, just public, peaceful, political work. And indeed, they were accused of being members of SEGI, which is a banned organization by the Spanish government. But there are some reports that obviously that's a wrong thing to do, arrest people for their own for doing just political work. But there are many of them who weren't even members of SEGI. Yeah. So it seems like it's been a broad attack against this very broad and plural youth movement. And you think you took part as well in a demonstration in Durango, is that right?
Yes, that was true, yeah. There was about 2,000 people. I think there was upward of about 2,000 mm-hmm. people took part in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was many people. I couldn't believe how many people on such short notice would just show up, you know, to express solidarity with this absolutely cynical attack by the Spanish government on the independence movement.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah.
That was one of the many demonstrations that were carried out. This one especially was called by the different organizations in the youth movement. There had been some others in the previous weeks at the local level, and then were more than 20,000 people took part in a national demonstration in Bilbao the weekend before Dave Ward was in the Basque Country. And as you were saying, the solidarity between Ireland and the Basque Country has been going on for years and decades even, and especially for the last few years, Ogra Hinfein has been very active in that work, and you've been several times in the Basque Country, and obviously Basque comrades have been over here as well. What's the feeling among Ogra Hinfein activists and people around Ireland about these police operations?
Within Ogra Sinn Féin, when we first heard about it, we heard about it the day afterwards, and we were absolutely shocked at how everywhere around the country was completely shocked that the Spanish had such audacity to carry out these attacks on what is, as you said, I mean, it's a completely peaceful political movement. There was just a feeling of disgust at the Spanish attacks.
Mm-hmm.
When we first heard about it, we knew that we had to get, you know, get involved and get out onto the streets campaigning against these attacks. It was
because obviously along the years you've met many of those arrested and many others as well, obviously, so I suppose it's very very close very close relation.
Before I had met a number of people before that were arrested. I mean, so it did hit home as well on a personal level that mm-hmm. you know, like with the Spanish, you know, they call these people, they call them terrorists. When you know you've met these people yourself, and you know for a fact that, you know, these people, you know, they only carry out political peaceful political work, and it's simply, personally for me, it just disgusts me
mm-hmm.
how that they can get away with this in a Western so-called democracy, that they can get away with such cynical attacks. Mm-hmm. A completely peaceful movement.
And you're very right there, because this situation is going on, and that's one of our aims here in Basque Info and any other solidarity work we do in Ireland, obviously, is that try to break the wall of silence imposed on the Basque Country by the Spanish and French states, because it's on their interest that nothing, none of those news can get out and can reach other audiences and other people around Europe, because obviously, as you say, as you are shocked, any other Democrat could be just absolutely shocked to hear those sort of news. Well, I don't know if you have anything else to say, because our time came here to an end. Dave?
No, I'd just like to once again express Óga Sinn Féin solidarity with the leftist independence youth movement in the Basque Country. And we will continue our work until, hopefully, that, you know, the situation is resolved. And just lastly as well, I'd just like to thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dave Collins, a member of Óga Sinn Féin, who was in the Basque Country just 2 weeks ago to express physically there directly the solidarity of the Irish Republican Youth Movement. And it's really very appreciated as well here from Basque Info and from those of us who work in the solidarity work. So thank you very much, Dave, and probably we'll have you again in the future. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Goodbye.
And that was all from us here in Basque Info today. We were just listening there to Dave Collins from Óga Sinn Féin, who was in the Basque Country to show that solidarity. And he obviously brought us this very first-hand insight of the situation and the feelings that are going on down in the Basque Country. And as we close the program this week, we'll go through the headlines of the week. Trial against Basque language newspaper Egunkaria begins, and as we said, it will go on for the next few weeks, and we'll be following that trial very closely. It's a huge trial, and with a very important coverage in the Basque Country, because those in trial are very well known, respected, and high-profile activists, writers, journalists, even a Jesuit brother has been judged there. They were very badly tortured by the Spanish police when they were arrested 6 years ago. I know they have to face sentences up to 14 years for their, again, just open, peaceful work to develop a newspaper in the Basque national language. And that will be the main interview of next week. We also reported about thousands of people taking to the streets against repression and political trials in the Basque Country. Again, people being arrested for the solely accusation of potentially being potentially becoming a member of ETA. That one of those many Kafkiesque trials in the Basque Country. And there were as well demonstrations to show solidarity to young people who will be facing trials in the next few months for their sole involvement in the Basque youth movement. Once again, facing up to eight years of jail for their political and peaceful work. And finally, it was a cultural touch to the program with a report about the improvisers final. The improvisers, the Bercholaris, is a hugely successful part of the culture in the Basque Country. And proof of that is 15,000 people were from 10 in the morning on Sunday till 7 in the evening listening to people improvising verses and songs. And as we reported, many of them were highly, highly political and obviously politically incorrect for those in power. So that was it. We'll be here next week in FELA FM 103.2 Belfast and near 90.3 FM Dublin. This is Basque Info, and next is the Fourth World War.